Hello. It is the 26th of February, 2019, and today we have the Three of Coins and the Fool reversed and the Ace of Coins. Earth versus Uranus. I know 2 cents worth of astrology, but I'll throw it in here because even if you don't care about astrology or astronomy, you have to wrap your head or not around the fact that Uranus, the planet of revolution and innovation and the unexpected invention and shock and awe and weirdness, has moved from wherever it was and is staying where it is now for a long time, which is in the earthly, steady, for the most part, well-grounded sign of Taurus. The Fool is very much of the air, blowing along with the wind, open to anything and everything, anytime and anywhere. The Earth is the Earth. If they were in the ring, Uranus would be the guy who is really tall but underweighs the short, stocky Earth sign, a little short of 100 pounds. Uranus, big and light. Earth, smaller and heavier. Uranus, light on the feet, quick and unexpected moves. Earth, she does not like to move unless she has to, and we all know what happens when she does. Usually, the Fool reverse, today in the center or present position, can mean a bad decision or being afraid to take a risk, but with the Ace of Coins or Pentacles, a card of reward and success in the future position, and the offer of a promising new start of some kind, whatever he or she is doing is obviously the right thing as long as he or she comes down to earth long enough to recognize a good thing when they see it, or know a good thing when they have it, including their own valuable talent. In the past position is the Three of Coins, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, the card of teamwork, an undertaking and a common goal, a diverse little group of humans contributing to a great and lasting work. On the old-timey cards, a monk or a nun or bishop has commissioned the building of the cathedral, and they meet with the architect and artisan or craftsman or mason and go over plans in the building in progress. On the Morgan Greer card, it is the craftsman, chisel in hand and working in the waning light of the stained glass window that we see alone. But three is a stressful number because it will never balance on the scales. It's perceived that some contributors have more value than others, especially behind the scenes. No one sees this hammering human working after hours, but this is perception. Without any of these three of the original image, this enduring structure would not have been built. There are some people who may say that the Fool reversed has made a bad decision, and the Three of Coins is a creative and potentially lucrative card, and it is, but always more for some than others. And I wish I could say the Fool was making a mistake today, but the Ace of Pentacles, pretty much the golden ticket that guarantees success in any and all earthly endeavors, is right up in front of our upside-down Fool. I see, you wacky wing nut. If you were right side up, you'd be looking backward. Upside down, you are looking forward, straight at that shiny gold ace being gifted to you by the sky hand. And what a lovely garden. What a view. Roses, lilies, why would you want to even leave? Bloom where you're planted, as the saying goes, and it looks like working at home is more profitable for you than all the overhead, assistance, travel, all that wandering in the world adds up in gas receipts, and the Fool's wandering days may be over, and it looks like he or she is investing in where they intend to settle. The Fool was not meant to stay at ground zero forever, but to make the journey. The ace in the future is something new and guaranteed to be successful, and it's coming to you. You don't even have to leave the house. I'd be a fool not to, says the Fool. Even I know it when I see it. I get a real grassroots feeling from this one. Having worked in the dark for the people who are really making the long-term profits, former fools are reversed and facing a very successful future. New startups, earth-conscious innovations, and progressive ecological revolutionary methods are being beamed down to us as I write. A chance for a new beginning, Earth can win here, is being offered. But it is an ace, and like a seed, needs proper care, but the potential for sustainability is there, although growth, I'd say maybe moderate to slow, that is, hoping Uranus, rotating a little faster than Earth and one step ahead of us at all times, doesn't throw us a curveball. Best to expect the unexpected, which may or seem to be a windfall or a golden opportunity from out of the blue, even a genius idea, or home improvement. Spend the money on a professional and don't try to do it yourself. Fool.